All right, welcome back to the final, the fifth segment of Program 9 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Woody, your host for the last few minutes of this program, and we're talking about the decline of male leadership in this country, the fact that we're accepting things, horrible things, in the world around us that rightly, by Scripture and just by historical record, we need to be doing something about. And one of the signs to me, probably the biggest sign of the lack of maleness in our culture, or the full feminizing of the culture, if you will, is the narcissism that infects America. Really, probably no better example is in the world athletics now. What was and what is are so far apart that it's hard to believe that the what we see before our eyes today on TV could have ever been what it used to be. And specifically, the guy that owns the station, Westcox, was a football player, and he played for a well-known, probably the dean of Georgia high school football in Valdosta. And that man was, Wright Bazemore's his name. He was probably the prototypical successful high school coach. And the things that were, that were required behaviors, if you will, on Wright Bazemore's football team, and for those of Bobby Bowden and a lot of other great coaches who not only were leaders and field generals, but they were also father figures to the men who loved them and played for them. Wright Bazemore did not allow showboats. It was about the team, and there was a respect for good sportsmanship. You hard-nosed, you know, you took it to your opponent, and if you could knock him on his butt, you did, and if you didn't, you answered to the coach. But everything was done in the context of good sportsmanship, and being a good teammate. Hard-nosed, yes. You had accountability to the team and to the fans, the people watching, for your actions. Good example might be the old New York Yankees rule. And it actually is still in play today. I think probably the only one in Major League Baseball, in which your hair was cut, your uniform was the same uniform everybody else wore, and you didn't have your name on the back of the jersey, which is pretty common. We accept that as normal. But the Yankees didn't do it because the game was about the team and not the individual. The individual's exploits would quietly speak for themselves, like Ted Williams, probably one of the greatest gentlemen in baseball, or Lou Gehrig, I guess probably the consummate example. But you didn't brag. You didn't showboat. You just played the game hard and let people make their own judgments about your greatness and not how you looked or how flamboyant you were. But today, if you watch a Major League Baseball game or if you watch an NFL game, especially if you watch the NBA, it's all about showmanship and showboating and putting the spotlight on the individual. It's thugism. I'm going to destroy my enemy, not I'm going to beat him with hard-nosed football. And the attitude is, if criticized, don't diss me, bro. Don't diss me. No, we've now shifted from team effort that is guided by humble, quiet players of extreme talent to individuals now who their flamboyance, their egregious display of their peacock feathers actually impacts the team performance. I'm thinking right now of a particular American League team I followed that is the general manager, a young man that never played the game of baseball, and he's very woke. And there's some sign of dissension on the team right now that bothers me. But the players are allowed to wear whatever color neon shoes they want to wear. and all sorts of bracelets and necklaces and adornments of bright colors on their uniform. And it's it's not just what used to be. Well, Woody, what used to be may not be right. And, yeah, these guys just expressing themselves. Well, I don't think that's what Scripture teaches. There's a natural inclination in women to want to look their best. So a woman is always asking the question, oh, how do I look compared to these other people? It's just a natural feminine tendency. How many women, you know, pull down that visor and start putting on their lipstick before they get out of the car? Appearance is important to women for a number of reasons not discussed in this hour. But it's fact. It is that way. But men now have become a form of, have a form of narcissism that just is extreme, and there's no justification for it. You have to be a showboat. You have to have a special walk-up song when you're walking up to the plate, a special way of tossing the football and spiking it after you score a touchdown, or you slam dunk over the center or the power forward and do your thing. Something's wrong. Something is very, very, very wrong. I think those are the indications of what's wrong in America. There is no rule of law. There is no longer a sense of justice. There is no mercy. It's reported it's either largesse or thugism. And certainly, it's not about men defending standards and holding others accountable. That's the end of this program for this week. I hope you'll join me for Program 10. Woody out.